Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. And today on episode 44, Thursday Thoughts number 5, Alliterative Lists. That is, using alliteration to help fuel your imagination. But first, I want to talk about the Kickstarter, The Dream in Gary's Basement. I mentioned on Tuesday, it funded in the first 12 hours, and now is on to stretch goals, and the stretch goals will have additional content, like extended DVDs with full-length interviews instead of just the snippets that will be used in the main documentary. I'm very excited about that, and if you haven't checked that out yet, I'll include a link in the show notes. And before I get on to the topic for today, I have a call-in from Colin Green, a.k.a. Spike Pitt. He likes my idea of converting old characters to 5e. Take it away, Colin.
Incoming message from Spike Pitt. Hi, Larry. Calling in about episode 43 and Fazbol Torian. You've inspired me to dig out my old character sheets. It's going to take me a long time. I don't know where they are. But you know what? I've got an old rogue character. He's a swashbuckler. He's Sergei the Swordsman. I'm going to dig him out and I'm going to bring him up to date with some 5e rules. So yeah, I think that's a great idea. So thanks for that, mate. And great episode. Catch you later.
Thanks, Colin. Let me know how that goes, digging out your old character sheets and converting them. I know where mine are. I don't have too much in the way to get to them. It's just a matter of finding the time to dig in and actually do that. And now for today's topic, alliteration as inspiration. Every once in a while, I get struck by a kick to do alliteration. And when it strikes bad. And I end up doing a full A to Z list, 26 items that are alliterative. That is, each letter, every word used, starts with the same letter. So, all apples are awesome would be an example. So, the first one I have on my blog, 4 years ago, tomorrow by chance, Alliteration Through the Monster Manual, A to Z. I'll link to that article. And in November of last year, I responded to a 6-word dungeon challenge, and I got inspired to do alliteration, and I came up with 26 alliterative 6-word dungeons. And the last one I did was this past March. I posted an alphabetical list, Alliterative Vancian Spell Names. That is, Jack Vance in The Dying Earth has some very fantastic names for spells, and after reading The Dying Earth, I was struck with some inspiration. So in the show notes, I'll post a link that'll have the category for alliteration on my blog, and you'll be able to see that. But I thought it would be fun to read 3 of these lists, the one for monsters, the one for 6-word dungeons, and the one for Vancian spell names, to show you what I'm talking about, in case you don't have time or forget to go check out my blog. These can give some interesting ideas and just get the creative juices flowing. I find it is a great exercise for spurring your creativity, especially if you try to do it quickly. I timed how long it took me to do the one for the 6-word dungeons in just over 2 minutes. I had 26 letters, and of course, some of those were quite challenging. You get to Q's and U's and try to come up with 6 words that start with that. X was quite the challenge. And avoiding looking at a thesaurus. Try that one. Alliteration Through the Monster Manual, A to Z. Angry Ankhegs attacking artichoke agriculturalists assiduously. Bespectacled bald baby basilisks bouncing beautifully. Barbaric bugbears beheading bullywugs. Caterwauling Catablepus, callously casting cats. Devilish druidic dervishes dancing defiantly. Eager Ettins eradicate elves enthusiastically. Fancy famished frogs feasting furiously. Giant gorgons gobbling goblins greedily. Hungry harpies harpooning harried hippos. Inquisitive imps investigating intrigue. Jacked-up jackalware jousting jauntily. Killer kobolds kissing Chiron. lazy lycanthropes, lounging longingly. Manic, misanthropic minotaurs, minting mounted miniatures. Naughty nymphs, nuzzling Norman. Who wishes they were Norman? Obtuse owlbears, overbearing orcs. Perspicacious pixies painting pegasi. Quick quasits quietly questing. Raging rocks, routing rangers. Oh, that's interesting. The D&D game that just wrapped up a couple Wednesdays ago, my ranger was in a party that faced a rock. I think that's hilarious. Silent skeletons slink surreptitiously. Tough trolls trick troglodytes treacherously. Uniformed umber hulks undulating under ungainly, untied unicorn umbilicus. Vapid, violent vampires vamping. Weird wraiths wriggling wildly. Xylophoning Zorn. Yellow Yeti yelling, yet yearning. Zombie zoning. So going through the monster manual and coming up with a way to make an alliterative sentence discussing it. Now, some were not complete sentences. Some were quite limited because certain letters is really hard to come up with more. But then there's the alliterative six-word dungeons. That's how... Now, that was a challenge. You have to have six words that describe some aspect of a dungeon. So here's my alliterative list, A to Z. Artful Aarakocra aids adventurers achieving aims. Bawling behemoths brawling, brave bruising boulders. Crowing cockatrices crave crawling cowards' crowns. Dour dwarves decimate devious dwergar decisively. Excited elves evacuating emerald heaves elegantly. Fanatical fairies flaunt fluid flames fearlessly. Grizzled gray gargoyles give grievous guidance. Hairy harpies hasten horror, harrowing haiku. Hashtag failed haiku. Ingenious Ixizakzittle ingesting inky ingots incredulously. Jousting jaguars, jeering jauntily, jesters jealous. Kangaroos, koalas, kraken, clang, killer kazoo. Lame lamassu lead lingerers long lost. Masticating morose minotaurs munch meat mightily. Nine naga near nine nearsarted norns. One octopus ogling oozing orange orangutans. Plaid paladin parades purple potentate parsimoniously. Quaint queen quaffs court quite quickly. Rogues racing rouge reavers run ragged. Sorcerer sending slimes seeking sonorous sapphires. Terrible tarrasque troubles troubadour troop timelessly. Ungainly ukulele ultimately undoes unwise usurper. Voluptuous vampire vaporizes violent vagrant vandals. Wizards weirding werewolves wielding wondrous weapons. Xerxes, xenophobic xenomorphs, X-ray X-Men's xylophones. Yon youthful Yuan Ti yields, yet yells. Zounds! Zen zombies zithers, zoom zygotes. Some of those weren't as good as others, but it gets quite challenging as you saw. Some I find quite hilarious. And now my list of alliterative spell names a la Dying Earth by Jack Vance. These are all three-word spell names. Auerbonne's Aggressive Agony. Balquhar's Bubbling Bruise. Solera's Cunning Catastrophe. Dolomar's Delightful Destruction. Edmund's Egregious Innervation. Forlana's Felicitous Fallacy. Grintok's Grueling Grounding. Hakovar's Horrendous Hallucination. Inigo's Indigo Interval. Joanna's jovial juxtaposition. Kling's kitten kerfuffle. Lorelai's larcenous lamentation. Morwen's marvelous mastication. Norbert's noteworthy nod. Orwilla's ordinal outcry. Prilmac's putrescent pugilism. Quilvia's questing query. Rilma's rising refuge. Celine's silent sobriquet. Talon's taking torment. Ulvar's undulating utterance. Virgil's vitreous veracity. Wilmore's wriggling wilderness. Xenon's xenophobic xenomorph. Yala's yielding yell. And Xandar's zippered zephyr. Obviously, a lot of made-up names for the creators of those various spells. But you can see how they cause one to think. Just reading that list, I'm sure I thought up something different than what I originally thought when I came up with those. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a way to help find an idea, try to do some alliteration. And try to do an A to Z alliteration. You may not like some of them, but the combination of all of them will give you an idea to come up with names for spells, names for creatures, names for NPCs, adventure ideas, maybe just a room in a dungeon, or a series of rooms. There's no real limit to what you can use alliterative lists to help you develop. And if you feel like you're stuck with like writer's block or a creativity block, just try mixing it up with something like that. This is one of my methods as part of my creative process. If I get stuck or I haven't written anything for a while, these things seem to just come to me. And once I do one list, I find it a lot easier to do another list. Seems like I do one 2 or 3 times a year. I haven't done one for a while. These are kind of inspiring me. I wonder what I might come up with. Have you ever tried an alliterative list like this? If you try one out, call up and share what you've come up with. It'll probably take more than a minute to read it, so we'll have to figure out some way we can share that. The 1 minute's a little close. And some of these are quite the tongue twister. Thankfully, there was only 2 or 3 that I had to stop and start over. So I hope you enjoyed this and found it entertaining. I hope just listening to this gave you some ideas. If you find that you're able to use any of my ideas to prepare your next adventure, or to add something to your setting, or even as a player to help you flesh out something about how you run a character, let me know. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!